Right now, though, we want to talk with Gabby Barkai. Gabby is one of the outstanding archaeologists in the city of Jerusalem. He is a man who has worked on many very important sites, including the city of David, which is, of course, the original city of Jerusalem, as talked about over there in 2 Samuel and chapter 5, when King David took this Jebusite stronghold and made it the capital of the political capital of the Jewish state at that time, the 12 tribes of Israel. He brought the Ark of the Covenant up there and made it the religious capital as well. We'll talk more about that when we take a look at the book. But Gabby, I know that a couple of years back, there was a lot of destruction on the Temple Mount. The Muslim world took in a backhoe. Now, that's not the way you do a dig at an archaeological site, but they ripped up the earth there on the Temple Mount in an effort to build a mosque. I think it's a 10,000-seat mosque, one of the largest in the Islamic world, right there in the southeastern corner of the Temple Mount. By doing that, they ripped up artifacts, archaeological remains. They took them over, a number of dump truck loads, popped them into the dump area. But you reclaimed all of that refuge, and you took it up on the slopes of the Mount of Olives itself and put in process a project to filter through all of those remains and see what you can find. First of all, let's speak to the issue of what the Islamic world did to the Temple Mount. That was a disgrace as it relates to this sacred site, but an archaeological site that should not have been handled that way.
Yes, in the 1990s, following some political developments, the Temple Mount became the target of the Northern Islamic Movement of Israel and the Waqf authorities, the Islamic Trust that runs the daily matters on the Temple Mount, and in that direction they changed the status quo upon the Temple Mount drastically. They added two more mosques. For centuries there were only two Islamic shrines upon the Temple Mount, the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Two others were added in the 1990s, one underneath the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which was built into a subterranean passage of the Second Temple period from the time of King Herod the Great. Over there are well-preserved works of art, which are 2,000 years old, and the other one is the so-called Solomon's Stables, which is neither Solomon's nor Stables, but otherwise the name is okay. That structure is an ancient structure which was turned into a mosque, having room for more than 10,000 people, making it into the largest mosque of the western part of the Near East. In 1999, in front of the mosque, there was a pit dug, allegedly for an emergency exit, for which they got a permit. But it turned into a main entrance to the illicitly built mosque. And it is not an emergency exit anymore. The work was done with heavy machinery, with bulldozers, and it is a barbaric work, a kind of an anti-cultural activity. And they removed from there approximately 400 truckloads of material, which was saturated with ancient finds from all periods of Jerusalem's history. That place is the most sacred place in the world. It is the first created by the Almighty, and it is the place of the first and second temples of Jerusalem. That place, I think, is a place that should be dug with toothbrushes, and even then, the tool is too large, and not with bulldozers. Anyhow, the destruction was tremendous, and we try to do the best of this tragic event, this barbaric event, in order to reclaim the historical finds from that soil which was removed illicitly from the Temple Mount.
Now, you took all of those remains, those 400 truckloads you're talking about, and put them on the slopes of the Mount of Olives. You started a project. You've got it now into place where the entire nation, and in fact, many who visit Israel, are participating along with you and your team in that project of reclaiming these artifacts and archaeological remains. Our son, Jim Jr., took a group of young people, and they had the thrill of sifting through some of those remains, those bucket loads of dirt and sand and artifacts. And they even, in fact, found some things that participated in adding information to all that you've been able to collect. This is a wonderful project you're doing, and especially as we focus on Jerusalem Day, the celebration of the reunification of the city of Jerusalem. Would you not encourage anybody to come and join you in the project? And this is key for understanding the history, the Jewish history of the nation of Israel.
I'm especially proud of the participants in the project. We have had until now about 110,000, 120,000 people who participated in this project, making it into the most exposed archaeological project in the world. Now, this is a first-time educational project together with an archaeological project. All those participants have the opportunity to put their hands directly upon the history of Jerusalem, and we have had until now tens of thousands of finds covering altogether 15,000 years of history, from prehistoric arrowheads until finds from our own days. We have had more than 6,000 ancient coins, which, of course, illuminate the history of Jerusalem from the very beginning of coinage in this country in the 4th century B.C. up till late Islamic period. Altogether, we have also inscribed material, seals, seal impressions, and other stuff, which also is most significant. Among those, we have also a seal impression of a family of priests that 2,600 years ago ran matters connected with the first temple, Solomon's Temple of Jerusalem, the Immer family, which is mentioned in the book of Jeremiah.
Wow, what a story, what a project, and we thank you for doing that, not only for the Jewish people, not only for the people that celebrate Jerusalem Day and the people that live in Jerusalem, but for the entire world, as you said, with thousands of people participating with you. Gabby, thank you for your hard work, thank you for telling us the story, and indeed, you are bringing forth tangible evidence that there is a history, not only in the city of Jerusalem, but on the Temple Mount as well. Thank you, Gabby, and we'll talk again down the line.
Bye-bye.